to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Will you pray with me as we begin? Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each one of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I've realized that I am sitting and I have sat on a proverbial gold mine several times in my life and in my ministry. Maybe you have too. Have you ever had that feeling like, wow, I have been sitting on a gold mine? A Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church and Mother's Day example that comes up for me today is Gina Seashore, our minister of music, who I've already embarrassed in one service, and I'm going to do it again in this service. Gina is our outstanding minister of music and also a wonderful and wise mother. Gina was already here when I arrived at Shepherd of the Valley almost 10 years ago now, her job description was much smaller at that time. She was simply listed in our bulletin as the accompanist. She played piano at the early service, and she played whatever was put in front of her, whatever was asked of her. She was not really part of the planning or the crafting of the music program. But through a long series of events, as some of you can recall, when Gina was considered for our Minister of Music here at Shepherd of the Valley, I got to see her very impressive resume. And I quickly realized we are sitting on a gold mine. A gold mine of creativity and professionalism, a gold mine of insight and musical prowess, as you all know. But also her passion and her community strengthening presence beyond even the realm of music for this congregation. Gina is a gold mine. She's a former travel agent, as we learned, and she organized, really, our trip to Germany back in 2012. Gina has raised an awesome daughter who has also become part of our Shepherd of the Valley community, another creative force. Tanya is in our leadership and even in our administrative offices. And Gina brings this great aura, you've all experienced this great aura of deep peace, radical peace and joy that I believe is perfect for this community, and it is fitting to talk about all that on this Mother's Day. I was sitting on a gold mine with Gina, far beyond what I at least was first aware of. Gina's been here now 13 years, and we are so blessed by your gifts and your presence in music and certainly beyond just music in this place. So thank you for that. Are there times in your life when you realize that you too are sitting on a gold mine, whether a person or maybe an idea, something that's been there all along, but you just didn't realize it or you just hadn't really enjoyed it? Are there times when you too have been sitting on a gold mine? The Jerusalem Council in our text for today, in the book of Acts, these are the early Christians, the earliest Christians really. They were sitting on a gold mine. They had a message of grace and radical welcome to share with the world, but they didn't realize it, not all of them, because they were bogged down by the way it's always been done. There was good stuff there, but they couldn't see all of it, not all of them. There's nothing wrong with tradition and keeping the important rituals and practices on one hand. I'm very invested in that myself. But when it becomes prohibitive to who can receive the good news of God through Jesus Christ, that's the gold mine, by the way. When it becomes prohibitive, then maybe it's time to flex and stretch and let go and open up. And that requires prayer, of course. I think it was hard for the Pharisees to let go. I know it was hard for the Pharisees to let go. And I always want to cast the Pharisees in Luke's gospel, which is Acts as well, same author. I always want to cast the Pharisees not as bad people. They're just typical church people. Just people that want to maintain the rules. And there's nothing wrong with that on one hand. I mean, you got these young whippersnappers that come into their congregation. Peter, Paul, Barnabas, and James. These young whippersnappers, and they're all talking like this other young whippersnapper, only 33 years old, Jesus. They come in there and try to change everything. There better be some pushback when that happens. You can't just come in and change everything, right? You can't just open up the doors to Gentiles. Simmer down, Paul. Back down, Peter. Quiet down, James. Think for a second, Barnabas. The Pharisees must have exclaimed. We've been part of this congregation for years. We have carried on the traditions of our ancestors, and you can't just come in here and say everyone is welcome. There are rules here. If those weird alternative Gentiles, a bunch of sinners, if you ask me, who have no sense of our tradition, no connection to our past, just come in here and contaminate our sacred fellowship, then who knows what else will happen? There's nothing wrong with tradition and keeping the important rituals and practices on one hand. But when it becomes prohibitive to who gets access to the gold mine, that is, the good news of God through Christ, then it's time to flex and stretch and let go and open up, and that requires prayer. And I would add that that requires our mother's leadership and strength and passion and activism. Mother's Day, I'm sure you'll recall, has really been domesticated into a day about flowers and eating out for people who can afford it, right? But it really started in the United States back in 1908 by Anna Jarvis, who held a rally at her church. She held a rally at her Methodist church in West Virginia because she wanted to honor her mother who had died. Her mother was a peace activist. Her name was Ann Jarvis. She was a peace activist who cared for wounded soldiers on both sides of the American Civil War. Can you imagine that? I think some ways our American Civil War is more brutal than other wars because brothers were killing each other over that. The divisions ran so deeply, and we can understand that when we get into battles in our own family or in our own churches or in our own denominations. And this mother decided to care for people on both sides. She also created service clubs to address public health issues. Talk about sitting on a gold mine. Mother's Day is a gold mine in and for the Christian church. I remember our dearly departed sister, Lois Helberg. Many of you remember our dearly departed sister, Lois Helberg. And one year on Mother's Day, maybe you were here that day, she stood on this side of the sanctuary, and she read that day the Mother's Day Proclamation of 1870. It was written by Julia Ward Howe. And she stood up with her raspy voice, and she read aloud and strongly, "Arise then, Christian women of this day. Arise all women who have hearts, whether your baptism be that of water or tears. Say firmly, we will not have great questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Our husbands shall not come to us reeking with carnage for caresses and applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We, women of one country, will be too tender of those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. From the bosom of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, disarm, disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. Blood does not wipe out dishonor, nor violence vindicate possession. as men have often forsaken the plow and the anvil at the summons of war. Let women now leave all that may be left of home for a great and earnest day of council. They called a synod assembly together. Let them meet first as women to bewail and commemorate the dead. Let them then solemnly take counsel with each other as to the means whereby the great human family can live in peace, man as the brother of man, each bearing after his own kind the sacred impress, not of Caesar, but of God. Sitting on a gold mine. Mother's Day is a gold mine. The Jerusalem Council. Calling people together, acting for peace, sustained in prayer, grounded in faith. Faith in that one Lord Jesus Christ who opens the door for everyone, insiders and outsiders, left side and right side, who goes out and calls in the people. This Christ who gathers us for worship and musical praise, for hard conversations, for a baptism of grace and a meal of reconciliation and forgiveness. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we've got good stuff here. I almost want to go put a sign out on our marquee out front, but it won't make sense to say that. We've got good stuff here. What we've got here, everyone in the world needs. The Word. The word of forgiveness and grace. Who doesn't need that? Who doesn't need a word of God's grace? A community of welcome and safety and love. Who doesn't need that? A promise of hope. Who doesn't need that? A call to serve others and to take risks for global and local peace and justice. We've got good stuff here. We've got stuff that everyone needs. Even if we disagree or struggle to let go of some long-held practices or ideas or comforts or conveniences, even as we move into a new day of ministry, God stays with us. God does not abandon us through our conflicts. Or as we turn the page and enter into a new day here in our ministry at Shepherd of the Valley, as we open up new facilities, new classrooms, a new kitchen in our community, to our community. We built all this. You haven't been here with us. This is the first day that you can go and see all these new facilities. And I'll remind you that we built all this so that we could be even more welcoming, so that we could feed even more hungry people in our community, in our congregation, even in our world. So that we could nurture and teach even more young ones, even more children, and serve their families in more significant ways. So that we could look out for one another in even more healthy and wholesome ways. We are sitting on a gold mine. This new facility. And even more this ever new and eternal word of God's love and Christ's grace and peace. That is for you too. May it fall fresh again on your ears, on your taste buds, as we meet at the table. And may it too seep down into your hearts and your bones this day in a new and a fresh way. For you are a child too of our Heavenly Mother. You are loved and forgiven and drawn together and sent back out to share and to advocate. You are the church, held together by the life-giving Holy Spirit. You are sitting on a gold mine. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Shepherd of the Valley, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon, and to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!